Shorts. All right. This is going to be one of those mystery titles. And this is going to be really short. New York can't stop churches. Now, this is with regard to worship. Okay? New York can't stop churches from blank. And the appeals court has upheld the churches. All right, it's just a little game. What do you, by the way, Christian Post here, it's Christian News. They're proud of this. What do you think that the churches wanted to do in New York that the state stepped in and said, no, that surely isn't lawful. And if it is, we're going to change the law so that it's not lawful. You can't do this. What terrible thing did churches want to do? Can you think of what it is? Do you have it yet? All right. We're about 1 minute and 40 seconds in. I'll give it to you in a moment. The churches, what would they want to do? Child sacrifice? No, that can't be it. Surely the state would win on appeal for that. So that's not it. What might they want to do? Collect a special church tax from members? That's a possibility. I mean, churches need money. That's not it, though. How about this one? Saw this one in the news the other day. Churches want to be exempted from any future laws that clamp down on public meetings during pandemics. That's one. They were successful with that, though. So that's not what it is. So here's the title. New York can't stop churchgoers from bringing guns to worship. They tried to pass this law. They did pass the law. They were sued. And it was overturned, and on appeals, that overturning was approved. Churchgoers in New York, just like in Texas and probably lots of other places, can bring concealed carry to the assembly. You know, places like New York get a lot of flack for gun violence and things like that. They try to pass laws. It's not like they don't want to. they're working on it, and they're making progress in other realms to curb violence, and they can be commended for that. But don't you dare tell churches that they can't have their guns in worship. Yeehaw. You know, because Jesus, he believed in the power of the sword, closest thing to a gun. Jesus told his disciples, you know, when he was going toward his final destiny, hey guys, I need you to bring guns. It's in the Bible, look it up. Yeah, okay, swords. The guns of that era. And Peter was like, hey, don't worry, we already got one. So right. What do we do with that, folks? Christians, why do you need to bring guns to the church assembly? Why do you need to do that? What is that gun going to help you do that the power of prayer won't help you do? That God's protective guardian angels won't help you do? Maybe it's God's will that someone come in and shoot some fools in your church. You can't put that past God. And so you're going to bring your guns to stop God's will? I know you're saying, no, 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 it's God's will that we bring guns to stop those fools. Honestly, how ridiculous has this become? Who can take church seriously, Christianity in America seriously, when it is fighting on all fronts for the rights to bring guns in the sanctuary during worship? Who can take that seriously? I cannot. But if you can, hey, you guys, you know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account, discuss away. Shoot me an email, skepticsandseekers. I shouldn't say shoot me an email. Really, we're talking about guns, and Christians bring guns everywhere. Just send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Till next time, I'll see you in the comments. In the meantime, I'm out.